Hi there. The word for you today is, what are you called to do? In Acts 10 verse 38 we read, Jesus went about doing good. Your value in God's eyes has already been established at the cross. The Bible says in Romans 8 verse 32, he who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Note those two words, all things. We're all equal in Christ. But when it comes to your career, your value is determined by the problem you solve. That's why we pay a cardiologist more than a short order cook. Jesus was a problem solver. People were spiritually hungry, so he said, I am the bread of life. They were sick, so the Bible says he went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed by the devil. He discerned what he had that others needed and provided it to them. So here's the question, what do you have to offer? What would you attempt to do if you knew for sure that it was impossible to fail? You're not here by accident. God told the prophet Jeremiah in Jeremiah 1 verse 5, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I set you apart, and I ordained you to be a prophet unto the nations. Everything God makes is to meet a need or solve a problem. So, what are you called and gifted to do, or do best? That's where you're going to find your highest level of joy. Think about your contribution to others as your assignment from God on this earth. Paul made tents to support his ministry. So, your ministry may be supported by your job, but whether you're in a full-time ministry or a part-time ministry, don't leave this earth until you have found and fulfilled what God called you to do. Okay? That's the word for you today.